You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is it LeBron's final game in L.A.?
Didn't it seem like it yesterday?
Yeah, I know we got game five tonight, but we will talk about that coming up in a bit.
Yeah, well, our game doesn't start till 8 o'clock, so.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
They're losing in Cleveland.
Thanks a lot, Suns. We really enjoy it. So LeBron's final game. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it felt that way, didn't it?
That's it?
Didn't it?
That's it for LeBron in Los Angeles?
What more analysis do you need? I mean, this is what happens. They can't really... Even though they actually have some assets to improve the team, just seems so loaded out in the Western Conference. Like, we know where he's going to spend the rest of his life. He's going to live in L.A. the rest of his life. Does it matter where he spends the next basketball year or two?
Yes.
How so?
Right?
Why does it matter?
Well, it's still part of his legacy, isn't it?
Isn't his legacy kind of moving on? And don't you think part of his legacy to be fully crystallized, to bookend his career, coming back home to where it all started?
Oh, you want him back already?
I just assume most people would want him back, especially after they've seen what they've seen out of the Cavs the last week.
Yeah, I figured you would say something like that. Here's LeBron last night on whether or not this is his last game as an L.A. Laker.
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
He didn't say no. Thoughts?
I think he's definitely going to weigh his options. I think he knows that he has no chance to win a championship there next year. So now it's about thinking about other alternatives. And that might not necessarily mean, hey, I have to go somewhere else where I can win a championship. Just wherever it makes sense to close things out. He's been there. He's given the Lakers 6 years.
Lakers lost last night, by the way. Denver closed them out in five. Jamal Murray hit not a buzzer beater, but a game winner that finished it off again.
That series.
Second in the series.
I mean, 10 times more competitive than you thought it would have been. I know it only went five games. Last year they got swept and there were some close games.
Mm-hmm.
That's how good LeBron still is. Like, he still, I mean, come playoff time, in the regular season, he's not a top 10 player in the league or anything like that, just because he's only giving you half effort. He's not getting back on defense or that stuff. I'd say in the playoffs, he is vaulted right back up to a guy that, in terms of impact, can you name me 10 guys that have had more impact in the playoffs than LeBron? That's how good he still is.
More 10 more guys? Yeah. No.
Seven?
No. Three maybe?
I mean, you'd have
him, Kobe, LeBron.
No, no.
Or him, Kobe, Michael.
No, I'm talking about this year right now. Jalen Brunson, SGA.
All right. Joel Embiid because of the injury?
Well, I mean, he had 50 in a game.
He's hobbling around on one leg. That's what I mean. Like,
I think LeBron has been more impactful than even Joel Embiid so far. So I'm just saying, like, up and down, obviously, Jokic and Murray.
I'm sorry. I thought you meant all time. I was like, whoa, 10. No. All right. You ready for a flip-flop?
Has anybody in the Cavs Magic series been more impactful than LeBron?
Fred Wagner.
you ready for a flip-flop?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you want him back, bring him back. I'm not, now, let me throw the caveat in here. Yeah, go ahead and hit your ding and your Carmen Classic thing you made up and that thing.
What? I would do it if you had any sense of...
shame?
It's just not convincing. It's just you going, whatever.
Let me tell you what. Let me tell you why. You ready for me to tell you why?
Well, I'd love to hear why.
The reason is because I don't think they're going to... Like, they would be a, quote, favorite in the East. Not gonna deny that. You got to make all the money work, and that's a whole not fun thing, but there's probably a way you could do it. You probably got to get another team involved and all that stuff.
He has a player option for the Lakers for $51.4 million.
That's a lot. So if you want to bring him back, fine. I'm just not – if you just want the good memories, bring him back. I just don't know – like, you're not going to – I don't think you're going to make a serious – you might make the finals – but I don't know if you're going to make a serious play for an NBA championship. Like, I think those days are probably done.
But even you just saying they might make the finals.
Yeah, that's enough. I think that would be
how
enough.
How is that not because enough for Cavs fans
the last
right
time? The last time we argued this was before the Magic series. And so I was holding on to something. Now we're in the Magic series. I'm like, man, we set this whole thing up. Like, even if you beat the Magic and, hey, that's fine. Like, how far is this really going?
Although, so if there was news last night.
What?
Poor Porzingis went
Tingus
down with
Pingus
an injury.
Went down, yes. And
they have no size all of a sudden. Like, if they have to play Al Horford major minutes in a series?
Yes, but again, it's the Cavs, and they're hot, they're cold, who actually knows? So if it were to go, if you wanted to bring back LeBron, I'm like, hey, because at the end of this series and at the end of this playoffs, we might just all have to realize that, hey, this whole build, this six-year build, really ain't going to go our way. It's not going the way we wanted it to go. Roster construction is not necessarily where we needed it to be. So if you were like, hey, you know what? Let's just bring back LeBron. Yeah, fine. What the hell? I know you were ready for a fight. Maybe I'm letting you down in some way.
No.
Because we've kind of bickered back and forth about it. I just don't want to get anybody's hopes up that this is going to be 2016 all over again. You'd be good. It's LeBron. You'd get he tries ass off every night. Don't get me wrong.
You'd be on national television.
You'd be on national television.
Every single night. Yep. So get ready for 8 o'clock starts.
Yep. There'd be a lot of stuff going on. So we'd have a lot of 8 o'clock starts and that'd be happening. But I'm still like, yeah, fine. Because at that time, I'd just have to raise the white flag and going, whatever this is not where we need it to be. So these characters can go away. You can bring back LeBron. We can have the welcome home vibes, the whole deal. He could finish his career as a Cleveland Cavalier. That's nice. You draft Bronny if he's going to come out in the draft or if he's going to end up over at Duquesne or anything like that. And you go, wait, whatever. You can do whatever you want.
He can't be worse than Ty Jerome was this year for the Cavs, right? Hold
who?
Up a roster spot.
Who? Who?
Exactly.
Exactly. So, yeah, bring in LeBron. That's fine.
And I was just challenging anybody who wants to say that this would not be what a serious team would be, bringing in LeBron James at the end. This wouldn't be fun at the end because they wouldn't have a chance to win a championship. I can only point to what happened in Los Angeles with the last year of COVID.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And every fan that is a Laker remembers that season vividly. They all have fond memories of that last season of Kobe. They traveled with him.
It was
Grateful
like
Dead concert. Yeah, yes. They went wherever Kobe went. They traveled on the road to go watch Kobe in his final year. Obviously, the whole year would be documented. It would be almost a circus, I think, in a good way, as opposed to the drama in a bad way. I mean, this would be a major movie, major documentary series. It'd probably be 15 parts. How many did they get out of The Last Dance?
10.
They got 10.
10. Oh, this would be 15. You have a chance
to
be on TV.
Is that why LeBron would come back to make sure the documentary lasts longer than The Last Dance?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this just happened. So,
boy, I got to tell you, though, if he did win a national championship, if he won an NBA Finals with the Cleveland Cavaliers coming back, you can really forget the whole Michael Jordan argument. Like the staunchest of the staunch. That's it. Nope, we're done. Like it's LeBron. That's it. Right?
Yeah, boy, a championship. Like in year 20.
I don't think there's people out there you'll never change. So I don't think.
Okay, but then you're just doing it out of spite. You're doing it out of your own.
Correct.
Which is probably what stubbornness. It is at this point.
It probably is, but there are people who give you. Like I came across because my whole thing was, and you guys called me a stick in the mud, and I'm going, no, but once you do it, that's it. I can't go back and say an active player is not, he's no longer better than Michael. Like I can't do that. So I held out as long as I could until I made sure I was damn good and ready to say it about LeBron. That's all it was, because I know that once you say it, you're not getting it back. So I was willing to say it, and now I'm not willing to take it back. So it is what it is now. But there are still stubborn people of our generation, Anthony, because you watch LeBron as an adult now, and you see LeBron in a totally different light than what you saw other NBA players, other athletes of the time. When I was watching Michael, I mean, I'm 5-6 years old. He's doing something that's ungodly. But now I'm making comparisons every single night to him and other players. And yes, he's better than the other players, but is he as good as my memories? How many things are as good as your memories of your childhood? That's why everybody gets nostalgic. So it can't possibly be, for a lot of people, LeBron in your adult life cannot be possibly as good as anything from your childhood. That's why people still take, we had a host here who took Magic Johnson over him. And no offense to Magic. We had a host here who take Larry Bird over him. And no offense to Larry. Come on, they're not LeBron. They're not that guy. So if you wanted to bring him back just for our memories and have nostalgia, I'm not anticipating a championship. I'm anticipating good basketball. I'm anticipating an effort. I would like to keep Evan Mobley if that were the way. Fine, bring him back.
Yeah,
I got no problem with it. I don't know why I raised my voice like this.
Bring him back. I would say this with the caveat that the one untouchable part of the team in a LeBron trade would be Evan Mobley. I'm not mortgaging any future, and I get people are like out on Evan Mobley now.
No, I'd like him to spend some time under the learning tree of LeBron.
Well, that's the whole point.
Let's try that.
Can you imagine Evan? You know, they really haven't had especially like big man vets from him to learn from, and like, okay, you could say Tristan got suspended for PED use. Okay, he's not learning under Tristan Thompson.
No.
I hate to say it. Marcus Morris joined the team. I mean, I halfway through the year, but you know, is that going to be a mentor? Can you imagine if Evan Mobley is the guy
the
we're
Ultimate
hoping
Warrior isn't still with us?
If Evan Mobley is the guy we're all hoping he can be, hoping that who better to be a sponge from, to take something every day from? If Evan is that guy that's capable of that, what a perfect person to be around and to go on road trips and to just pick his brain, even if you're drinking wine every night at great restaurants. I think stuff is going to come up.
You and your drinking wine in great restaurants.
I think even if it's just that, I think Evan Mobley learns more from that than he did all of this year. I just do. I just think that's how valuable that would be. I would not give up Evan Mobley in that
Is
that
Evan
situation.
Mobley still even actually, is he eligible to drink wine? Oh, 22. He's 22. That's right. So he can drink wine. Does he drink a lot of wine at 22?
I don't know what Evan Mobley does.
Yeah, I'm just making sure. I'm saying, do 22 year olds drink wine?
Garcon, I'd like to have another wine, please.
The NBA, they say because of Popovich, then Popovich
the big wine culture
spread it out, and now all the superstars drink wine, please. And it's just trickled down. The wine trickle down effect.
I'd like to speak to the sommelier, please. Thank you.
What pairs nicely with a sea bass?
I can't hear you. You're in a nice restaurant. There's people talking.
Please tell them to keep it down. I'm trying to enjoy my dinner here.
What's the special?
That's what the specials are.
I want to speak to your manager.
What's a beef Wellington?
This is an unsatisfactory experience. I'd like to speak to the maitre d', please.
Any kind of a vibe tonight, Kenny?
No.
Not
I don't
at
think
all.
There are.
Even at home? They've been a different team at home.
You better win. You better win. That's about it. I don't even know if it's pensive. Can I describe it as pensive? I don't think I can describe the atmosphere as that, can I? Mm-mm. Nope.
I mean, the crowds, for instance, I saw some people say, will the crowd even be into it? Well, the first two games.
Yes, they'll be into it.
The crowd, the people that paid their hard-earned money to go watch the Cavs and were excited about the playoffs, they were deafening. I remember the Orlando Magic, the one beat writer said it's as loud a venue as he's been around.
You start to get beat up though during the third quarter. It's gonna be loud in some way.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that. You pull that stuff you did the other day, that's gonna be a problem. But I still, as much as it is I know a lot of people are down on him because of how they lost, and you know what? In a lot of ways, rightfully so. You got embarrassed these last two games. I still think a lot of people assume they're gonna win the series. I still think a lot of people think that's gonna be it, and they're just. Don't you? Do you
Man,
believe the
nobody
same thing?
In my mentions thinks they're winning the series now.
Really?
Nobody. Everybody,
I think a lot of people think they're still going to win the series.
Everybody has, because it's recency, it's the last two games, and it's not just that they lost. It's scoring 29 points and a half against this Orlando team of all teams. People think momentum, in this case, everything is riding against the Cavs.
I think a lot of people assume, I don't think they're like, I don't think they're playing Michael Stanley on their way in tonight, but I think that they are just, I think they're like, okay, come on, win this game, win this season. Because I think that what the Cavs have done all year is they get you as low as they possibly can, and then they do something that gives you some hope. And then we start talking tough, and then they do some things that make you really upset with them. That's been the MO the entire year. Injuries, smingeries, I don't care. They find a way to make you upset, and then they find a way to bring you back. And I think they'll do it. That's why I'm telling you, I've been trying to be measured Ken here over these last couple of days. The Thursday night game was the Thursday night game. Even when we came in yesterday, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to scream and yell. It's not fire and brimstone. I'm not going to do that because the moment I start, maybe I should, maybe it's good luck if I start getting red-faced, angry, and sweaty that they'll go out and they'll win the game. I'm not sure. And then they'll take care of business in the series. But I'm not going to, I'm going to look at it and go, okay, you're better than them. You should still be able to run sets. Are you going to be tougher than them? Did they find something down there in Orlando that they can bring back? I'm not sure. I don't think so. So I'm still going to say they're going to win.
Well, I tell you, there will be one thing that you will notice right off the bat. I think Darius Garland and what he said yesterday.
Ooh.
We'll have that in about last night.
Ooh.
I think you will see a different Darius Garland.
A different Darius Garland next in about last night on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.